Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Chuck Galizzi of Helping Hands in Knoxville about a recent donation they received.
Helping Hands in Knoxville recently received a new roof on their location. Tell us the story about how that happened, because it's a pretty special story.
Yes, very much. And I'm kind of tagging it as Miracle on Main Street, because this is a huge, huge gift. I don't even have any idea what you could put this in dollar figures, but we were thinking 20. I told somebody about that, 20,000. He said, oh, Chuck, it was going to be more than that. But anyway, I'd like to go back to the end of the fall of the year. Merle Vicroy was up on the roof working on our air conditioner, and he said, Chuck, you need to really seriously think about this roof. So at that time, I looked through some roofers and come up with Hopkins Roofing over in Pella, and called up Dave and asked him if he'd come over and give me a quote. And he did, and he said, well, I'll meet you at the store. It was the Friday before Thanksgiving. I left the store just momentarily to go home and check the answering machine, because I'm the only guy you meet that don't have a cell phone. And sure enough, Dave came into the store. Well, he looked around and talked to some people that were here from Vermeer Corporation passing out our Thanksgiving baskets and left. So I ran back home, got his number, called him, and I said, Dave, I really need that quote so I can, the board, and we can start a capital campaign. And he said, Chuck, don't worry about it. I'm going to do it for free. And I said, you're going to make me cry. I can't understand this. And he said, I was just questioning. And he said, Chuck, when I came out of the store, I felt like this is something I wanted to do. And in the beginning of the next year or into the next year, we'll come over and put a new roof on you. Hopkins Roofing will. And I said, well, God bless you and thank you so very much. So sure enough, a week ago today, the men came over, 6-7 strong. There's a big crane that lifted everything up the roof, put the styrofoam roof down, rubber and everything. And now we have a terrific roof that lasts longer than my lifetime. And I just want to express to them and anybody that's interested in Helping Hands to help us, we can use it all. And I really look at it as Matthew 25:40, where it says, if you do these things for the least of me, you do them for me. And I just am so happy that people still understand that and think that when they do kindness, they are doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Talk about what it means to not only you, but to everyone in the community, that this type of gift was given with nothing expected in return, and how that helps the community.
Yes, there was nothing expected in return. They really feel like they want to be a part of, and it's a huge gift, but it gives us the place for the people in this community can give their things so we can give them away freely to other people. And it leaves more money for us to buy food for on our food days, the second, fourth Mondays of the month. So, you have to have a good roof if you're going to have a good building. And we did a lot of work inside this building, but we kind of neglected the roof. And now the good Lord has sent somebody to take care of that for us.
How can people help out with Helping Hands in Knoxville? What can you expect from the community, and what do you need the most?
Well, the most thing I need from this community is prayers. Each and every one of these churches, I hope, periodically would pray for us. And then, that stirs people up into giving. And we get a lot of support in the holidays. We're in operation 12 months out of the year, and we need the support of the community, downstairs. But some people neglect to think that or forget about our apartments upstairs. I have women with children up there. I have 3 pregnant women at this point in time. And this gives them a safe place to stay. It's just a place between where they came from and where they're going. But this is a tremendous operation for a small town of this size.
Anything else you want people to know about Helping Hands in Knoxville? What should people know at this point that maybe they don't know?
Well, one of the main things that maybe people don't really understand, that I've got a terrific crew here that works for nothing. And one of the nicest things they pass out is hugs, because there's a lot of depression in this community. And this seems to be a place that they magnitude to get clothes and to shop free. But the ladies here will listen to their stories and just tell them that somebody loves them and this is a good, comfortable place for you to come. It also is a beautiful place for people to donate. We all get feeling good for donating. Just look in your closet and see if there's something there that you would like somebody else to wear. The old saying is, if you have 2 coats, maybe one belongs to somebody else.
Thanks to Chuck Galizzi for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.